Residents of New Jersey are reacting today to Governor Chris Christie's decision to issue a conditional veto of a bill that would raise the state's minimum wage by $1.25 and tie it to inflation. Instead, Christie is offering New Jersey's residents an alternative plan, a quarter this year and 50 cents next year. WBAI's Rebecca Miles has more.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie vetoed a bill today that would have raised the state's minimum wage by $1.25 an hour to $8.50. The state's current minimum wage is $7.25. Newark-based New Jersey Citizen Action was one of the groups that pushed for minimum wage increases. Yarrow Wellman Cole is their regional organizer and says Christie's veto hurts small business owners and residents.
Raising the minimum wage puts money back into the pockets of the consumers that would spend money locally in the economy at those small businesses that need those consumers to, you know, increase their sales. And furthermore, they value their workers and want to pay them a fair cost for their labor, and many small business owners pay willingly much more than minimum wage. It's quite typical that a small business owner doesn't pay minimum wage to their workers. It's usually the larger companies, big box companies, that are paying the minimum wage.
In his veto statement, Christie said, quote, "The sudden significant minimum wage increase in this bill, coupled with automatic raises each year tied to the United States Consumer Price Index, will jeopardize the economic recovery we all seek," end quote. Wilman Cole says small business owners with the Main Street Alliance often hear Christie's rhetoric about how this would be a burden on small business owners.
You know, it's typically understood that when, you know, we hear the governor and other Republicans talking about wanting to preserve small business owners, companies, protect them from any burden, that it's actually doublespeak. And many times they are referring to these larger firms, these bigger companies. These are the companies that can afford. We've seen record profits with these corporations, and they can afford to pay more than minimum wage and should be held to a higher wage floor level.
But Christie is proposing an increase of sorts. He proposes a plan to phase in a $1 increase over the next 3 years, a quarter this year, 50 cents next year, and another quarter in year three, saying his plan is more fiscally sound than the proposed $1.25 increase. But fiscally sound for whom exactly, and for whose economic recovery? He also refused to index the increases to the annual cost of living.
Quarter increase isn't going to impact consumer spending in the economy to help really infuse the economy with those extra dollars and get those small businesses that need those customers back out buying things. So the 25 cents, the 50 cents, the 25 cents is not enough to make an impact in improving our economy. So if you're working two jobs or you're really struggling to save money, pay the bills, you can't afford to invest in getting ahead and, you know, getting more education, getting more skills training, looking for other jobs, because all you're doing is just trying to make sure that you can keep the lights on.
Wilman Cole says the U.S. Department of Labor issued a report that showed in 8 states in 2012 where they increased minimum wage, there was more robust job growth and $278 million extra dollars going into the pockets of working families, which she says leads to the creation of more jobs. With the latest veto, New Jersey Citizen Action, along with New Jersey Time to Care Coalition, is going to take the matter to voters. They're working with New Jersey Assembly Speaker Sheila Oliver and Senate President Stephen Sweeney on a ballot measure to let the voters vote on increasing minimum wage by $1 to make the minimum wage $8.25 in the next election. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.